Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Nagaland government has constituted the 4th Nagaland State Finance Commission under the Section 125(1) of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. The commission will be headed by retired commissioner and secretary Sarah R. Rite as the chairperson, while G.W. Lee, director technical and administrative services, retired as member, and Krupi Sotu, secretary retired as member secretary. The tenure of the commission will be for a period of 12 months. The commission will make recommendations relating to several matters, such as the distribution between the state and the municipalities of the net proceeds of taxes, duties, tolls and fees levable by the state, and other matters referred to the commission by the government in the interest of sound finances of the municipalities, among others. The commission will make its report available by 31st October 2025, covering the period of 5 years, that is 2026 to 2031, commencing from 1st April 2026. Today is National Unity Day. Every year on 31st October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder of his effort to unite the diverse princely states into a single nation and fosters a spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will pay floral tribute at the Statue of Unity, Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, and will administer the Ekta Divas Pledge. The Prime Minister will also witness Ekta Divas Parade. And Chief Minister Nipurio on the occasion said, "We honour the legacy of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who united our nation with resilience and dedication." Mr. Rio called upon all to recommit oneself to cooperation, harmony and collective progress. Deepawali, the festival of lights, is being celebrated across the country today. The festival marks the victory of good over evil. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi and Lord Ganesha on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Deepawali. In a message, the president said that on the auspicious occasion of Deepawali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion, and promote social harmony. President Draupadi Murmu appealed to the people to celebrate a pollution-free Deepawali and pledge to build a healthy, prosperous and responsible society. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar wished that the radiance of Deepawali illuminate India's path, guiding the country towards a future of unity, prosperity and boundless progress. Nagaland government has appointed A. Pitoho Chophi, a member of the Indian Audit and Accounts Service, as a member of the Nagaland Public Service Commission. Mr. Chophi will serve in his new role from the date he assumes office for a term of 6 years or until he reaches the age of 62, whichever comes first. Chega Gadi, the premier festival of the Zeeleng people, particularly for Liang Mai community, commenced yesterday at Nzao village under Tenning subdivision Perin. MP Rajya Sabha S. Pang Nong Konyak and MLA Imti Chubachang was the special guest of the festival. Extending her greetings to the community on the occasion, Ms. Konyak encouraged the people to take pride in one's own culture and identity and strive forward with great initiative and motives for better future. Chief host MLA and chairman DPDB Perin Nam Rien Chang in his speech said that this is the time to encourage the youngsters to promote and preserve one's own dialect and cultural custom. He urged the gathering to celebrate the festival by knowing its deep meaning and roots of the festival. The festival featured a rich display of folk songs, cultural dances and presentation. The celebration will culminate today. The Longland District Task Force on Immunization yesterday held a meeting under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner W. Manpai Pom. In the meeting, the DC emphasized that all line departments and NGOs should take up the task and coordinate as a team to disseminate the importance of village health, sanitation and nutrition day antenatal care and immunization to the mothers and general in public. The meeting also highlighted the shortage of human resources at Bura Namsang Primary Health Center, which serves 8 villages with one A&M posted in the healthcare center. And with that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.